Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Yeah, we're at a carnival. This is the Paranormal Playground Carnival. This is the magic where everything happens. Oh my God! You got me on a really, really good day. We are over with the eclipse, finally! Oh my God! I was like, when is this gonna end? Oh goodness, revitalized, rejuvenated, clear and cleansed. I hope everybody's, did you all make it? Are you all alive? Are you with me? Am I coming in clear? Am I coming in clear? Did you all make it? I hope you're all alive after that eclipse. Whew, we had a double whammy and it was intense, but now we went through the clearing, we went through the shining, as Stanley Kubrick likes to say, the shining. We went through it and we're here and we survived. And so, yes, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. If you're tuning in, we have a whole hour of paranormal fun, your favorite psychic medium, me. And I'm taking callers today. This should be exciting. Hopefully I can answer the phone. Woo! Yeah, last time it was on me right when the first eclipse happened. I was like, yeah, I was trying to make it happen. Wasn't happening. Spirit didn't want it to happen. I was like, it's all right. You know, it wasn't meant to be. And today we are not doing readings, but we are doing questions. And so feel free if you are listening in, tuning in, and you feeling it. You feeling the vibes. Listen, this isn't an accident. This isn't an accident. You're hearing this. If you're hearing this for the first time, you're tuning into this by accidental. It's not accidental. It is actually on purpose. Okay? Ooh, wee. So I like to just get, you know, so many things have happened. There's so many things going on. But first, I'd like to just briefly run through something that was amazing. Like I said, I report back to all the amazing stuff that happens during the week. The paranormal report. I'm like the paranormal news station. But better. But like than regular news, because it's all good. It makes you feel good. It's, you know, we're getting away from the fear, the anxiety, you know, the fear mongering. We're not doing that. I'm showing you your power. You're tuning into the news of this is your power. So anyway, yesterday, actually, somebody contacted me. And it was on one of my readings, live readings I did. And they said, you were in my dreams and my mother had crossed over and you were playing hide and seek in my house. And then my mother was here in the spirit world. And she said, I was there and I was trying to tell my mother, Mariah's here. She's here. She's here. She's a medium and she's here. And so I was like, oh my goodness. Of course, spirit comes in and gives the confirmation because I'm wide open. I'm wide open. And so obviously she wants to come on the show. To the spirit of my friend's mother, you know, who sees my stuff on, you know, social media and everything, and what I post and all of that stuff. And so I was like, well, we're going to get you on the show. So we're going to get her on the show. And this is a miracle. This is the miracle of life and what I'm talking about. And that's why it's so important to be able to communicate this because, you know, yeah, maybe you don't believe this and that's cool. And maybe this is not your thing. It's not for everybody. It's not everyone's thing and that's okay. But I am here for those who have a connection, who believe, because anybody who listens to this, anybody who goes to psychic mediums, anybody, they're not doing that by accident. It's because they have the gift themselves. It's just some people are on a different path where this is my calling and this is just my thing. This is my commitment. This is what I do. And some people are not as, you know, open in terms of like, okay, this isn't really, it's not their thing to go and give readings, but they have the same exact gift. So just letting you know, this isn't an accident. It's not like I'm just, ooh, you know, this is some foo-foo fluff, you know, things that are made up. These are things people are actually happen to other people and resonate. And 80% of Americans actually believe in the paranormal or have had a paranormal experience. So, you know, yeah, it's like that. And America is the number one country of adults believing in angels. Yes, yes, yes. So feel that freedom. Feel that freedom. Woo! America. So anyway, I think that was a great story. I can't wait to have her come on the show. And we're going to explain everything. We're going to do a rundown of everything that happened. And I love you. And I'm so glad to be here. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. Ah! Please, please, I'm giving you my excitement. I'm giving you my love and my joy for today. And I hope you liked my intro music, by the way. I made that beat. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. See, and that's another exciting thing that's going to happen. I make beats, so I'm going to be playing beats that I made. And yeah, but guess what? That's not it. They're channeled by spirit. I have yet to make the spirit's going to give me beat challenges. And I actually did that. I think I could play one for this show and give you a demonstration. I did one. Actually, I created one with Bruce. I did a mix with Bruce Lee's dialogue in Enter the Dragon. It's pretty cool. It's pretty. Yeah. Shaolin number 13. That's exactly what's going on. So anyways, let's get into some music because that, you know, that's another sprinkling on the cake. It's like cake. This is like cake. It's like eating cake that doesn't make you sick. Like, this is how I describe this hour. Oh my God, it's only 2:06. Yes. We have so much time to play. It's about playing. Life is about playing, and it's about having fun. And it's about enjoying every moment and laughing and being in the moment. Yes, I'm feeling it. I am definitely feeling it. Let me tell you something. I took a run this morning into the woods. I suggest you either run, walk, whatever it is. Get outside. Get that foliage. Get that fall air. Get it, get it, get it. Because it is going to make you feel alive. Oh, you're going to connect. Oh, goodness. I love you. I love you. I love you. If nobody told you that they loved you today, I love you. So if you're listening, get it. Get it. So let me give you. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. I want to play. Ooh, this is a fun song. We got Cox Bar with We're Coming Back. How many of you like Cox Bar? Yes, 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 yes. Old school punkadoy. I love it. I love it. I love it. So here we go. Here we go. I am your plug-in for the vintage, oldies, throwbacks, old school, 80s, punk, ska, rockabilly, doo-wop, bluegrass, surf, soul, reggae, rocksteady, jazz, you know, all of that good stuff. Classical. It just goes on and on. Easy listening. It goes on and on and on, and it doesn't end. But we got it. And here's your plug-in. So here we go with some old school punk. I said old school punk. Old school punk. English, actually, from England. So here's Cox Bar with We're Coming Back. Woo!
We're coming back. take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Don't shine. he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby of Sunday cold. Oh dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby of Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house, I'm gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
Over key.
We are back here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! This is your host, Mariah, the Boston Medium, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We got a caller. We had a caller coming in. So while I was doing fiddlesticks, we had a caller coming in. I was juggling multiple things. I was like, hey, spirit, come on in. Hey, caller. Hey, DJ List. Hey. That's the Omni Universe for us right there, okay? We know you love it. But before we bring our caller on, oh my God, I'm so excited. He has an accent. Yes. I hope he was enjoying The Clash. He sounds English, but I was assuming that, but he was. Okay. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Enough of this riffraff, because we only have an hour. Okay. Autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, and ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, now let's see what's going on here. Let's bring you on. Hello. Ooh. Hello? Hi, is our caller here?
Hi, can you hear me?
Ooh! Oh my God, I'm so excited. I finally did it. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
Hallelujah! I'm sorry. I'm so excited because I have been, I finally, since 2020 was the last time I had callers on here, and it literally took me like two shows to get this. So I'm like, So thank you so much for being so patient. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, hello, dear. This is Jasper.
Jasper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost. Do you know? No, I'm just kidding. That's not it. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay, dear.
Why do you sound like Mrs. Doubtfire? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sorry. I have no filter, so please don't hate me.
Oh, I can never hate you. I love your show.
Thank you. Okay. It's question time. What's going on? What do you want to know about the spirit world in this paranormal excitement?
Oh, sure. So what does the spirit world look like? Could you describe it for me?
That's a really, really freaking awesome question, actually. I don't think anybody's really asked me that question, like, what does the spirit world look like? That's such, oh my God. Wow. Okay, I'm excited. Okay, spirit, work with me, channel with me so we can answer Jasper's questions in the audience. Okay, so there is a lot of things, actually, that the spirit world could possibly look like. What the heck is that? Is that like a lawnmower in the back? Anyway, so there's like, okay, to me, so it's going to be different for everybody. It's going to be different. But like I said, it's something you can see. It's something everybody has the ability to see. And actually, you'll know. So first, I want to start with this before I start going on tangents. First, you have people who've actually died and come back to life. And you can hear stories where they've said similar things, like they saw a white light and they saw their family and they've seen similar things. I've actually not had an experience like that where I've died and come back to life, but I am a psychic medium, so I've been able to see that without actually crossing over and coming back. So basically, it's like, you know, it's kind of like when you're dreaming and you're in a dream state. It can really vary from anything, but the spirit world really is, when you cross over, it's what you want it to be. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie What Dreams May Come, but that is literally the closest kind of example that I've seen in cinema to what the spirit world is like, where they all kind of went, where Robin Williams, you know, they went to their when they saw each other in heaven, it was their world, and that was the world that they created. So it's kind of like a mixture of, like, you cross over, it's your world. So for example, think of something you love. Like, for example, mine might be like everything is 1950s, and like everything is like, you know, kind of like 50s-esque and art deco and things like that. It's like, or it could be something else. It could transition in and out. It's very vast. It's not just this one thing about what the spirit world looks like. And yes, you will see your family members. You'll see everything. You'll see the white light. You'll see it all. But when you're spirit, you shed this physical body. So you're no longer your identity. You are spirit. So you're one place and everywhere at the same time. So everything can look, it can vary. So for me though, like what I can tell you from my example, because it could be different for everyone else, when I'm doing a medium reading and somebody's coming in, it looks like a movie. It literally looks like a cinematic reel that's playing. So for me, I'm very visual. So when I see the spirit world, it's like a cinematic reel, one scene to the next, I can smell everything. I can see everything. I'm in a different world, but I'm in their world. I'm in their world where they want me to know it's them, and I can describe them to the person who knows them. So I know exactly, I will know everything, like what something feels like, what something smells like, where I can hear things, I can see, and I can, everything, you know, is very dreamlike. So it is like kind of like the closest thing that you can get to if you wanted to understand more of what the spirit world could look like, if you wanted to try, is actually meditation. So if I were you, I'd start meditating if you wanted to see for yourself and get more of a closer view, because it's not just for a selected few. We all have the ability to see and feel the dream world. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. That was very thorough. So that was a lot of great information. I really do appreciate it.
Yes. All right.
I had another question.
All right, let's go, let's do this.
Okay, what do spirits do in the spirit world? Do they inspire people? Do they provide them with guidance?
It's really amazing because, okay, you have great, great, great questions, by the way. These are really great. Yes, everything that you said, yes, yes, and yes. But would you believe it if I told you that you were in the spirit world right now while you're alive? Would you believe that? Because that's real. We're omnipresent. So basically, me and you who are talking right now, our spirits are doing something together in the spirit world right now. We've brought each other to this place and time right now to meet, because we're working together in the spirit world. We are spirit. We're already spirit, you see. And then we can be somewhere in 1966. We can be somewhere in 2053 in the future, while in the present, while in the spirit world. So when you're saying, like, what do spirits do? They're us. They're everywhere. They're everything and all at once. Also, yes. So when you cross over, you are the guidance, and you are here to help. You're here to serve. So sometimes we actually make contracts with people. Like, for example, my two big sisters who crossed over in the spirit world when I was coming into this world, it was like we all made a contract that my two big sisters would cross over so we could do this work. So my family could do this work. So I could do this work. And it was already written that this would happen. And, you know, they had to pass in a very tragic way in order for us to understand the bigger picture of the spirit world. So the thing about it is we can take that kind of grief and sorrow and the lower realms of crossing over and understand, no, there's a bigger picture. We're eternal beings. It's very temporary. This experience is very temporary, and we're here to play. We're here to learn. But we come back here because we want to learn and we want to keep growing as spirits. And that's why we choose to come back, or we choose maybe to stay in the spirit world. Some of us may ascend after this and not come back to this earth plane. It really depends on what it is we're trying to learn. But as far as what do we do in the spirit world, it's, you know, we're here to guide. We're here to co-create with human and spirit because we're all one. And we all are one, and so we help each other. You're here on the earth plane while you're in the spirit world all at one time. And so while you're here in your physical body talking, asking these questions, your spirit is already in the spirit world having a bigger plan for you, having a bigger plan for me. This moment right now that we're talking and educating our viewers right now, this is manifesting into something bigger. This was all written in the stars and it was meant to be. So their jobs right there is making sure that we are, you know, they're kind of like, they're the behind the scenes. They're like the producers, they're the directors, they're the photographers, they're the script writers. They're making sure they're the organizers and making sure everything is going fully and to according to our plan, and they're making sure that we're taken care of while we make these big decisions and while we're manifesting, because we're asking for their guidance. So when we call upon them, they come right through. They always do. When we say, hey spirit, I need you, hey angels, I need your protection, I need your guidance, they come like that. But you have to be open. You have to be open and you have to be willing to believe. And you can't see it if you don't believe. You can't see it if you're refusing to see the signs. You see, and that's the thing. It's, you know, you can, it's not that I'm special and lucky and all these things are just happening to me because, ooh, I believe I'm the chosen one. It really comes down to the fact that I believe, you know. And that's really, it's that simple. It's about your belief. And I believe fully and completely in the spirit world. I fully and believe in angels. So they work for me. They help me. They guide me. They create miracles one after the other because it's that childlike belief that you have to always nurture and never let go. It's the little you. You got to bring out and say, we believe in the unseen. And so when we say we believe in the unseen, spirit is here to serve. They are here to serve you, but most of all, they're here to love you unconditionally. That's what they can do that humans cannot. Spirit can love unconditionally because when they cross over, they have no ego. They have no identity. So they're just pure love. So yes, they're here to guide us, protect us, to make sure everything is going in accordance. But mostly the main reason their purpose and what they do is unconditional love. So always remember that angel's love, a spirit's love never fails us. That's always here. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we've done, no matter what we do, no matter who doesn't support us, no matter who's there or who's not, spirit will always be there for you. And that is what it's about at the end of the day, is that they are our support system when no one else is there. When we feel alone and we feel like we cannot count on the human source, spirit is there. And that's where we become more ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, dear. That was another very thorough answer. I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
That's quite a lot of information.
Yes. I'm sorry if I bombarded you with so much. It's just, it goes into a flow. And, you know, spirit's here working with, you know, me as a medium. And they're getting, you know, they're going to channel exactly what needs to be said on the air for our viewers and for you. For you, my love. All for you. So I hope this information that you got, it can help you to, you know, it sticks with you and resonates and it inspires something throughout the day or wherever it is in your life and whatever it is that you need.
Oh yes, no. I'm definitely going to ruminate on this. I definitely want to process the things that you said. And you give quite a lot of information, dear.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and may the blessings and love and peace of spirit be with you. Amen.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Woo! Hey, excuse me? Oh, never mind. He left.
Yes, dear.
Never mind. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was hearing something. Nothing. Have a good day.
You too, dear.
Okie dokie. All right. See ya. Bye-bye. Whew. Okay. I hope that went just chippa. Okay. I need to stop doing that. That's really not good. Oh my God. It's like Mariah, really. Come on, stop. Like, oh Lord. Oh Lord. So any hoozles, that is, come on, call in. Call into the show because, oh my God, is there somebody else come? Is there a flash? Am I seeing things? No. Okay, anyways. So yes, ask questions, whatever it is. And we are definitely going to get some readings going on. I definitely, the readings have been postponed because I was having technical difficulties with answering the phone the past two shows. So now that that's cleared, it's clear, connected, and we are in tuned and vibrating high. And we are getting, you know, international call. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that was an internet. I think he was international. Like, you know, so just blessed for all the love that is surrounding us. Sorry, I just get in the flow. So anyways, please call in to ask any questions that you want. This is a judgment-free zone. You know, if you can't, you know, a lot of people don't talk about this stuff because people think, oh, they're crazy. Or people are going to think I'm crazy and they don't know. But a lot of people have these experiences and they are curious, but, you know, sometimes it's hard and you got to resonate with what you got to resonate with. And so, you know, do it up. Feel comfortable, feel open. Spirit wants to help. So this is so much fun. Yay. I love callers. It really just, it, what makes Paranormal Playground Sounds is the guest callers and, you know, the live music. Hopefully I got some people in mind that we're going to come and do some live music and live readings. Ooh wee. How fun is this? It's so fun. So I wanted to put on some John Denver because that was such a sweet vibration. Let's do Sunshine on My Shoulder. Let's do this. Come on, guys. Come on. Let's give it up for some John Denver. And by the way, that I've talked to his spirit many, many times.
Is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Does your heart beat like mine?
Don't you sometimes think that you've had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you're gone, I feel like I'm in need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Oh, is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. If this is so, I'll be forever loving you.
I said when friendship come first, then bandit come second. And that's why they decided to put it in a song. So listen for the people and show up on the hand. You love them their style and you love them pattern. Chilla E and R, my best friend. I know most of them from age 11. And some of them even before then. We travel the whole world, think kick could never end. But don't get me wrong, it's a no big problem. Got reggae where we love and that's what we defend. And that they love that could never end. So let me get back to the subject of my friend. Come with respect and love, love the whole of them. And that they love that could never end. And now it is time to heal the whole of them. My love me make it be him in a take Gary. Robin Pocky time, not a nice forever. My love me ask you, can they find they go? My love me now, man, cause he's my damn gargan. My love me Alice with the golden vice. He nice up every dance, he nice up every party. My love me Brian T on the saxophone. Buttons on the bone, but you'll hit the icy. And bad on the owner in a section of three. And that don't leave me and Jimmy. Jimmy at the drummer, me at the BSC. And that is the whole I hope before I take. Come first, a band, they come second. And that's why they decided to put it in a song. So listen for the people and show up on no one. You love them, their style, and you love them pattern. I'm a chiller, he and I'm my best friend. I know I'm most of them from 1811. Some of them even before then. We travel the whole world, think it could never end. Don't get me wrong, it's a no big problem. Reggae where we love and that's what we defend. And that they love that could never end. Reggae where we love and that's what we defend. That they love that could never end. Reggae where we love and that's what we defend. That they love that could never end. Reggae, that they love that.
Okey-dokey. Wow, right on the dot. Here, you're listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boss of Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio, and we are through. We are over, but not forever. Join me every week, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 for the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You know, everything paranormal, everything supernatural, the spirit world through music, and check out all the different kinds of surprises. Woo, how exciting. So please join me. And so we're over and we're going to bring it next to Joyce Voice. And so hopefully you have a beautiful, fantastic week and you got everything that you needed to hear from our caller, from the questions. If you want to ask any questions, you know, when the line is open, feel free. It was just exciting. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, WMFO. The gratitude is overflowing. Have a beautiful day. I love you so much. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful, precious gem of the Beach Boys. That's Why God Made the Radio. Love you.
Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Transmission will start in 5.